Can you just sort of give us a general elevator talk about what that deal contains and what it doesn't contain?
Well, what it doesn't contain is as huge and important, perhaps more so than what it contains. But by itself, this is a very important deal. And I think because the global economy needed it. It's an 8-part agreement, and it's essentially a ceasefire between China and the United States. And in some way, it hits the pause button on the geopolitical confrontation, unprecedented confrontation, that occurred between the United States and China over the last 2 years. It should be noted that the bulk of tariffs remain. So although tariffs and the reduction of tariffs is a huge part of this deal, about 65% of Chinese imports into the United States are still subject to tariffs, as are 57% of U.S. exports to China, which are also subject to retaliatory tariffs. However, the purchasing part of this deal, I think, does bring some hope, especially to Kansas.
Can you talk some about what we export here, both in Wichita and Kansas, and how much of our economy depends on those markets?
China is a very important market for Wichita and for Kansas. China is the third largest export market for Wichita, after Mexico and Canada. Chinese trade supports about 400,000 jobs in Kansas. The exports that have been threatened by the tariffs, Kansas exports threatened by the tariffs, approximate about $560 million.
The agricultural part of this deal, I think, is probably really critical to Kansas. Is that true?
Yes, it is. There's an issue with this, though, because although China has committed to buying these products, the Chinese government released a statement saying that it's not going to be subsidizing the purchase of these products. Now, this, for me, as somebody who studies Chinese subsidies and Chinese purchasing patterns, strikes a warning bell, because the biggest purchasers of American products are state-owned enterprises that are heavily subsidized. So here is a giant looming loophole.
The Wichita economy is taking a couple of shots here because of the 737, a little nervousness in the economy. Anything in this deal that's going to address that?
I don't think you can rely on this trade deal to change the future of aviation in Wichita, because, as I said, China has promised to buy about $77 billion worth of manufactured goods over the next 2 years, over and above what it did in 2017. But it hasn't specified how much and when of any of these. So without those specifications about amounts and time, you really can't plan for it. It's hopeful. The general environment has in some way become lighter. There's more light on it. There's less darkness. But nothing that you could really hang your hat on. This agreement, and I don't mean to douse it, is really a more hat and less cattle. But it's nice hat.
That's very good. That's very Texan of you. You obviously are steeped in China trade and China business. You know so much about it. What would you say to the average person who sees this on TV and catches it on the news or reads a story? What should they take away from any type of international trade agreements or trade news? What's important to them?
Currently, it's a ceasefire. Everyone can pause and take a deep breath and know that tariffs aren't going to be raised, at least until the elections in November. So there, right there, it gives some degree of certainty and the ability to plan. I do think there is promise for Kansas agriculture, specifically, and American agriculture generally. On everything else, I think it's a wait and see, because there are no specifics.
So we've got this phase one agreement, sort of a ceasefire, as you called it, a pause in the negotiation. Where do we go from here?
Well, so far, nothing more is going to be happening before the November elections. I think that's pretty clear. After that, the most thorny topics, what I would like to say, to label as the elephant excretion in the room, have not been tackled at all. And that's the reason is Trump wanted a deal, as did Xi. So for various, for different reasons, obviously. But the biggest of these problems that has not been tackled because the Chinese walked away from the negotiating table deals with industrial subsidies and the control of the economy. And they've also, for example, ignored cybersecurity and cyber threats. But without tackling these subsidies, without looking at the structural problems and structural issues that impede U.S. investments and U.S. technology and encourage the stealth of U.S. technology, that agreement is promising. It's an indicator of good times to come. I think it's terrific because at least it shows that these two sides are willing to talk. And so it has calmed the markets, but I do think it's underwhelming other than that.